This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, Lindsay Herkimer-DeVries shares her favorite Final Friday picks.
If you thought September's Final Friday was busy, this Final Friday is bursting with exhibitions. Here are some events that top my list. In the Douglas Design District, painter Eric Carbre will be featured at Bob Schwan Gallery. Carbre's formalist paintings are full of geometric patterns that pulse with urban rhythms, each one taking over 20 hours to make. On Commerce Street, WSU Shift Space is celebrating Dia del Roli. This printmaking event will use a steamroller to make large woodblock prints. Prints will also be on view in the gallery, and hot-off-the-press t-shirts and bandanas will also be available. A few doors down, Diver Studio has a group exhibition called 12-Fingered Hand. It features art from Dustin Parker, John Pertle, Brad Reuter, Hannah Scott, Sarah and Ian Stewart, among many other talented artists. In Piccadilly Square, Artworks hosts a farewell exhibition for painter and professor emeritus Ron Crist, who retired from WSU School of Art Design and Creative Industries in May. Harvester Art's visiting artist Alex Spalding, known for her sound installation and sculpture, has been unleashed in the historic Union Station. Also in this space, WSU sculpture professor Barry Badgett will respond to George Ferrandi's magical visit with an installation of his own. And artist Kevin Mullins has a rejoinder to Anne Schaefer's patterned installation. Harvester is letting visitors inside this Beaux-Arts building to see some exceptional artworks before developers take over. Plus, it's Halloween, so there's no reason not to get out and have some fun. For KMUW, I'm Lindsay Herkimer-DeVries.